someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in New York City with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Miss Mary Martin.
Grand girl, too, isn't she? Well, we'll have a big time tonight, Ken. This is going to be kicked tonight.
Oh, very wait. Who are we trying to kid? We can't have Mary Martin on the show tonight.
And why not?
Well, she's in South Pacific. Why isn't she over at the theater?
She couldn't get tickets.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if the Ezio Pinza couldn't get tickets, then you could have stayed home.
Oh, that'd be okay with me. I'm vacation-minded these days, boy.
Oh, vacation. Nothing. Mm-hmm. No kidding. Yeah. You're going to Europe and you'll get that mad whirl just like the rest of the mob.
Oh, no. No. Cut. Not me. Out. I'm going to do a complete switch. I'm not going to travel all that distance just to do the same things I do here, Ken.
Well, par exemple, what are you going to do your first day in Paris?
Give me that again. That
par exemple. You can use
that. Well, the first day I'm in Paris, I'm going to the Paris racetrack.
Oh, but you go to the races every day here. What's so novel about that?
Well, there, the horses run counterclockwise. You see, they run the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Why, you, that's a novelty?
And in addition, I'm not going to stay at any of those big, swanky hotels. No. I'm going to live with a French family, some friends of mine. I met them during the war. Of course, I'm not going to stay on the farm all the time. I am going to Paris once in a while and spend a lot of time with Fernandel.
Who's Fernandel?
That's the French Bob Hope.
They've got a Bob Hope in France?
They got a Bob Hope in nearly every country. You want to know who the Bob Hope of Italy is?
Who's that?
The bicycle thief, you know.
Well, anyhow, Bing, I got to hand it to you. Mingling with entirely different types of people, yep. Changing your whole way of life.
Well, I'm going to make one exception. One outstanding. The one thing I shall not give up. I am going to take in an occasional baseball game in Paris.
Bing, they don't play baseball in France.
They don't.
No.
And they cancel the whole trip and go to Brooklyn.
Why don't you go to...
Just heard from Bensonhurst.
Yeah. Why don't you go to Pittsburgh?
No, I need the ocean voyage, Ken. But now, Ken, the Rhythmers are approaching from left field. I suppose we'd just better get on with the opening number, which is a new thing called Stay with the Happy People. John Scott, get us going here on this thing. We'll just tear this thing to shreds. When old Mr. Grouch sat on his gloomy couch, told us that the end of the world was near, my happy heart rose with a start, hollering, let's get out of here. We gotta stay with the happy people. Have your fun, live in the land of joy. Stay with the happy people. Face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the countless ages, tears have been contagious. Take it from me that misery is just looking around for company. So stay with the happy people.
We gotta stay happy.
Don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay with the people who love to wear a smile.
We gotta stay with the happy people.
Oh, have your fun. Live in the land of joy.
We gotta stay with happy people.
Face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the countless ages, tears have been contagious. Take it from me that misery is just looking around for company.
So stay with the happy people. With the happy people.
Don't wrinkle your brow, strictly out of style. Just stay
with the people who love to wear a smile.
You know, for some time now, Ken and I have been telling you that Chesterfields leave a clean, fresh taste in your mouth after you smoke them. And it's true, too. But Ken has a letter here which proves that much more scientifically. Ken, tell the good people about it, huh?
Well, folks, this letter is from Arthur D. Little, the well-known industrial research organization of Cambridge, Massachusetts. And it's of the greatest importance to you as a cigarette smoker. It reads, Liggett Myers Tobacco Company, gentlemen. The Arthur D. Little Cigarette Taste Panel has been working on cigarette characteristics for over 12 months. Smoking thousands of cigarettes of leading brands, this panel has made scientifically controlled studies of taste, flavor, and cigarette aroma. The panel used for cigarettes a modification of the flavor profile technique developed over a long period of years and first announced by Arthur D. Little Incorporated in 1949. The results just completed show that of the leading brands of cigarettes smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste. Very truly yours, signed Arthur D. Little Incorporated.
Friends, did you hear that? Of all the cigarettes they smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only one which had no unpleasant aftertaste. Well, there's nothing I can add to that except to say that if you're not a Chesterfield smoker now, buy a pack and prove to yourself that Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Chesterfield's over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield's ABC.
Well, folks, here we come now to Crosby Opportunity Time. It's the portion of our program which is devoted to giving a break to struggling young talent. We have with us tonight a little girl from Texas. It says on her card here that she's a singer. Now, as you folks know, if this little lady is a success on this program tonight, she goes right to Arthur Godfrey's program. Which one, I don't know. So let's give a big struggling reception to a struggling young talent from Texas, Miss Mary... Well, Martin. Good evening, miss. What'd you say your name was?
Martin. Mary Martin. And I want to tell you something, Mr. Crosby. I'm as nervous as a shorthorn steer sitting on a longhorn cactus.
Don't you be nervous. Would you step a little closer, Miss Martin?
To the microphone?
No, to me.
Oh, no, I'm a respectable southern lady.
Oh, I wish the struggling young talent would stop struggling. How old are you, miss?
Well, how old are you?
What are you going to sing? Huh?
Well, I thought I might sing I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Well, now, that's a very good song, very nice song. But don't you think for your first time on the radio you should sing something... Oh, something a little more commercial, a little more commercial tune. Do you have any songs by Victor Herbert or Nick Kenny?
No, but Nick Kenny has plenty of songs by Victor Herbert.
You get killed in his column. Are you sure this is your first trip to the big city, huh?
Yes, sir. Now, if you don't mind, I'd just like to sing.
You still want to do I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy, huh?
Mm-hmm. I've been rehearsing for a long time, and I know most of the
yes,
words.
Yes, I get it. Well, I'm here to help you, even though, frankly, I don't think you've made a wise choice.
Mr. Crosby, sir, I do appreciate your trying to help me, and I take it mighty kindly that you're showing me such an interest in my career. But if I may make a suggestion, I do think it would help me a lot more if you just keep your big, fat mouth on my face.
Now, go ahead, Miss Martin. And remember, folks, our phone number in New York is Plaza 79970.
I expect every one of my crowd to make fun of my proud protestations of faith and romance. And they'll say I'm naive as a babe to believe every fable I hear from a person in pain. Fearlessly I'll face them and argue their doubts away. stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and a beautiful thing. I'm not ashamed to reveal the world of famous feeling I feel. I'm as corny as Candace in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in the conventional dither with the conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as the daily in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as the moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Candace in August, high as the flag on the 4th of July. If you will excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
That was terrific, and I want to tell you something, gal. It's really a thrill to have you on the program.
And it's really a thrill to be here,
Bing. Oh, what do you mean, a thrill to be here? You're the star of the biggest show in theatrical history. You're the toast of New York. You're really riding high.
Look, Bing, if you're going to compliment me, please don't mix it in with the plug for your picture. Riding high.
Why, Mary, do you mean to accuse me of plugging my new Paramount picture, Riding High, with Colleen Gray, Charles Bickford, Raymond Warburton, and directed by Fallon? How could you?
I guess it's just my woman's intuition.
You're too clever.
But I did see the picture, Bing, and I liked it very much.
How did you think I looked?
Well, I can't go to see a picture at night because I'm in the theater, and so I had to catch the early morning show, and at that time of the day, you never looked good.
I brighten up after the prices change, though. Guys, Mary, you must realize that I'm at that awkward stage in life.
Well, what do you mean, awkward stage?
Well, my biggest son is almost as old as I am.
Say, Bing, how are the boys?
Oh, they're wonderful. They're crazy about you, too. They play your records all the time.
Good.
Matter of fact, they've entrusted me with a fairly serious message for you.
What's that?
A proposal of marriage. Mary Martin, on behalf of Gary, Philip, Dennis, and Lindsay Crosby, will you be their wife?
Oh, four of them want to marry me?
Well, they're not going to split up just because of a girl.
Well, Bing, I don't know what to say. Well, this is certainly a problem.
Oh, say yes, and come and kiss your father-in-law right away.
Always trying to kid me. Remember when I first came to work at Paramount?
I was really a cut-up then, wasn't I?
Yeah. I remember. You know, I'll never forget the first joke you played on the studio. What a rib that was.
First joke I played on Paramount? What was that?
When you got them to sign you up as an actor.
Oh, yes, very funny. Good old Paramount. You were there then, too, huh?
Yes, I was.
Then you left, didn't you? And I stayed on.
Yes. Well, you never cared about success.
No,
Well, but we did have a lot of fun at Paramount.
Oh, yeah. You remember the day you caught Bob Hope trying to peek through the keyhole of your dressing room? Oh,
yes, Lord. And you were standing on his shoulder looking through the tantrum.
That's impossible. Nobody can stand on Hope's shoulders. They're too round. You can't.
Well, anyway, we did have a lot of fun at Paramount.
What kicks.
I suppose things there changed a lot.
Oh, yes. You know, Hope has your old dressing room now.
He finally got in there, huh? Well, it's awful nice to be reminiscing with you like this. Test your memory, dearie.
We're off.
Do you remember when You sang with the Whiteman Band.
Oh, gee, wasn't the music grand? I was such a handsome young singer.
Yes, but look at you now.
I ain't no pinza.
Dearie, say, would you tell me something? How did your movie career begin?
I was standing in for Rin Tin Tin. Dearie, life was dreary in those movie days gone by.
I don't remember.
Well, I remember.
Well, dearie, you're much older than I.
Dearie, remember going dancing? The coconut grove was heavenly.
Your golf shoes were killing me.
On the road, we parked in the moonlight.
While I changed the flat tire,
I put on the hubcap, dearie. Then we ran out of gas.
But I couldn't pay for that. The restaurant check had left me flat.
Mary, you were contrary when I kissed you in the car.
Do you remember?
Oh, do I remember? My dearie, I'm still wearing the scar.
Tell me, dearie.
Listen.
How television has progressed since the pioneers.
Well, Hopel set it back 20 years.
In those days before Howdy Doody, why, Milton Berle was just a child.
Much too young to steal, oh dearie. You remember when the folks paid to see a show?
Today it's free on video.
Oh dearie, life was cheery in those days before TV.
Say, aren't you worried?
No, I'm not worried.
Well, dearie, you're a much richer than me.
See me later. I'll hold still for a double solo. Thanks, Barry. Was a lot of fun. Folks, while Miss Martin gets into the cost for a costume for the next number, I shall cover with a number by Dick Himber, which is being revived right now. Go ahead, John.
It isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for a day. It isn't fair for you to thrill me. Why do you do the things you do? It isn't fair for you to fill me with those dreams that can't come true, dear. Why is it you came into my life and made it complete? You gave me just a taste of high life. If this is love, then I repeat. It isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for today.
Thank you.
it isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for today.
That's a good tune, Bing.
Yeah, it's making quite a comeback this year.
Say, that reminds me, Mary. You know, the music in that show you're in, South Pacific, is wonderful music, but there's an old tune. One old tune that they could have dropped in there would have fit perfectly.
What's that?
Well, your name in the play is Nellie Forbush, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know that scene where Pins is telling you the skies are gray and everything is gloomy? Climbing up a hill. But he says they're going to get better soon?
Yeah.
Well, right there, why couldn't he sing, "Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nellie"?
Huh? Say, dearie, do you remember we made a record of that?
Yes. And, dearie, that's much older than we. John Scott, would you get us a little kickoff here? We'll see if we can sing this, huh? Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nellie. Hmm?
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
I was trying to be real adroit, real clever.
Wait till the sun shines, Nellie. When the clouds go drifting by, we will be so happy, Nellie.
Don't let me hear you sighing.
I can't stand to see you crying.
Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. If you will wait
till the garden
till
gate,
the sun shines, Nellie, by and by.
Gonna be okay in the sweet, a sweet, a sweet, a by and by.
Wait till the sun shines, Nellie. When the clouds go drifting by,
we will be so happy, Nellie.
Don't let me hear you make a sigh.
Don't let me hear you make a sigh.
Way down in Lover's Lane, we'll wonder.
Sweetheart, you and I.
We'll be so happy together. But it all depends on the weatherman.
Nellie.
Oh, Nellie.
Wait now.
Don't you sit there and sigh. If you will wait till the sun shines.
In the sweet.
In the sweet.
In the sweet.
Just be really sweet and wait till the sweet.
Oh, Mary, that was a lot of fun. I sure get a kick. Friends, now for some simple instructions on how each of you can be your own cigarette expert.
It's as simple as ABC. A.
You buy yourself a pack of these Chesterfields and you open the top all the way.
B. You smell the milder aroma that comes from that Chesterfield pack. No other cigarette has it. And lastly, C.
You light a Chesterfield and you enjoy this fact. Tobaccos that smell milder, they sure do smoke milder.
Yes, every man who grows tobacco knows that fact. Tobaccos that smell milder do smoke milder. Now, what goes into a cigarette is what you get out of it. Into every Chesterfield goes the right combination of the world's best mild, ripe tobaccos.
And out of every Chesterfield, you get a smoke that's cooler and better. Smoke that's much milder with no unpleasant aftertaste. So make our little mildness test for yourself.
Be your own cigarette expert.
Buy yourself Chesterfields today and enjoy more smoking pleasure than any other cigarette can give you. Here's a grand old song. It's been a
families for many years. Mary Martin and I like singing for you.
As the voice of an angel breathing a lesson unheard. Oh, with a gentle persuasion whisper a comforting darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Oh, for the sunshine tomorrow after the shower.
Thank you so much for being with us. Believe me, it's a great thrill to have you on the program.
Well, it was a thrill for me to be here, Bing.
What do you mean, thrill for you to be here? You're the star of the biggest show in theatrical history. You're the toast of New York. You're riding high.
Riding high again.
Well, I'll do anything for a play.
How come Chesterfield let you plug your picture so much on the program?
Well, they're smoking in the balcony.
Well, who's with you next week, Bing?
Next week, the Crosby Opportunity Time offers an opportunity to a struggling young talent from Boston named, let's see here. Oh, yeah, Fred Allen.
Well, what does he do?
I don't know, but our scouts say he's good. Thanks again, Mary.
Good night, Bing.
Good night. See you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
Presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in New York City by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Fred Allen. Chesterfield also brings you Arthur Godfrey Time 5 mornings a week. And on Saturday night, the Arthur Godfrey Digest, all over these same CBS stations. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.